Gracious God, light of the world, give us eyes to see you for who you are, as contained in this text. May we be convicted and encouraged by the truths that we encounter today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. He calls out his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, he sees a wolf coming and he leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them in also. They will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up again. This charge I received from my Father." There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many said, "He has a demon. He is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" they ask. In Ezekiel 34, God speaks words of woe to Israel's leaders, leaders who he often called shepherds. Just listen to a little bit of this text as I read a bit of Ezekiel 34, and I'll paraphrase some. "Thus says Yahweh, ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you've not strengthened. The sick you've not healed. The injured you have not bound up. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought. And with force and harshness you have ruled them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. I am against you, and I will rescue my sheep." Our text today, John 10, remember we're tracking on some of the I am statements. Last week, Jesus claimed to be the light of the world. Today he makes a couple of claims. He's a door and a good shepherd. Israel's leaders are not good shepherds. They're thieves and robbers. We get a picture in the preceding chapter of just how corrupt their leaders had become, how hard their hearts had become. They did not seek the welfare of the people. They oppressed them with the law. They use the law to oppress the people and as a crutch to craft and build up their own self-righteousness. Now, don't mishear me. The law was not the problem. God's law is perfect. It is good, it is holy, it is right. But they were misusing it. They had corrupt hearts. So corrupt, so hard, it had made them blind. I mean, think about it. Every word, everywhere Jesus went, every word he spoke, every action he did screamed, "The one y'all been waiting on is me. I am he. I am God. I'm the one God promised." Chapter 8, Jesus claims he's the light of the world. Those who walk in, who follow him will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Some believe, and in believing receive eternal life, and some continue to walk in darkness. Some of those at the end of chapter 8, Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." In other words, I'm God. And we know they knew what he meant, because at the end of 8, they picked up stones to stone him. Right? So, no question. They knew. Jesus being Jesus, he slides out the back door, so to speak. As he leaves that scene, he encounters a blind man. A man who's been born blind since birth. He stands before the man and says, "I am the light of the world." He spits on the ground, makes paste, anoints the man's eyes, and says, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." The text tells us the man went, washed, and saw. Can you imagine? Can you imagine for your whole life wondering what anything looked like? Wondering what the face of your mom looked like? Wondering what the face of the man whose voice anointed your eyes looked like? And now you see. Now, this man was known in the community, right? They had seen him as a little boy groping around looking for things. They had seen him as an older man having to beg. That's how he made his living. And so there's this, I think, kind of funny argument that takes place, because the man standing right here and the community is going, "Is that him? The guy that was blind?" And some of them say, "Yeah, that's him." And the others are like, "No, it just looks like him." And at some point, the fellow goes, "Hey, no, guys, it's me. It's me. I was blind, and now I see." Well, this is interesting. And so what do? They take the man to the Pharisees, because that's what you did with things like this. Now, the Pharisees want to know what happens. Oh, the man Jesus, he's a prophet. They're astonished. Actually, they're angry. Because in their little interrogation, what they find out is this man, Jesus, did the work of healing on the Sabbath. Well, we can't have that, can we? So they interrogate the man. And when he won't relent, they interrogate his parents. And when he won't relent again, he actually refuses to answer. He says, "Look, man, I've told you once, all I know is I was blind, and because of this man Jesus, now I see." They throw him out of the synagogue. Exile him from temple worship. Now, these guys